Hey, Mary.
Yeah, listen.
Real Radio 104.1.
Well, I'm not supposed to call you because I'm going to get punished.
Uh-oh.
Jim said yesterday, I got news for him, I'm never going to call him again, I think. He was saying that Brian Maytag called you. I got the gist right.
Hey, what?
Brian Maytag.
Who's that?
The guy that... It's one of the revolutionists, you know, one of Jim's guys.
Yeah.
Didn't he call you in regards to golf, maybe, or something? Or
yeah.
Yeah, well, he was hot, I think, over that. And he said any one of us who were his friends that call, steady callers and revolutionists, got caught calling Guy, and he knew our voices, we were going to be punished and not call him for a month.
Well, doesn't he understand...
Now, what the hell is this, a dictatorship?
Well, let me tell you, doesn't he understand that the only people out there that have his stupid cards, there's not many of them, his ratings were in the toilet, okay?
Not according to him.
Yeah, well, of course not according to him. You know what, the guilty dog always barks the loudest. When somebody sits there and says, I'm the most listened to program in all of Florida, okay, he knows better. So if he's doing that, that's it. I think, personally... There's two things. I would like to believe that Jim is kidding, but you see, Jim's going through some mental changes because he's no longer the big dog around here.
Right.
And so because of that, he's just going through some withdrawals.
Well,
and,
I told Leslie when I called and I said, Leslie, Jim is seems like he just wants to run in for those 4 hours and run out and just doesn't, you know, get it over with. He's not happy. He's not as funny as before, like on the other station. She says, you're right, you know?
Leslie's a good person, so, you know, and Jim's a good person. Jim's never done anything to me.
No.
I mean,
He wants to run you off the station.
Well, but that, you know what, let me tell you something. If Jim wants to match paychecks, we can do it. You know, let me tell you something. Jim will be gone long before I will.
Well, you know,
that's a guarantee. And I tell people to get screwed on a regular basis around this station.
He never says goodbye, darling, to me anymore and stuff.
Well, but you know what? But listen to me. Jim's just going through changes. You can't, Mary, worry about that. I don't know if it was a bit or not, but I don't believe he's really that way. In other words, the fact is there's another guy that is on the radio station that the attention's going to. And that's no big deal. I don't think he really I don't think he really cares. I think it's a shtick, and if he does care, he don't have the guts to say it to my face. And so since he don't, if he didn't, I don't think he cares. But if he does care and he doesn't have the guts to say it to my face, then he's a punk.
Well,
and that's what I would say about anybody.
I thought he had more manners than that. A long time ago, I sent him 100 cigars, Arthur Fuentes. You know, they cost $200.
Right.
I tell you, I'm no commoner, right?
Right.
I'm not bragging, but my family, we were in business for years. We made it, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And he must got the, his, I think her sister.
By the way, if you ever want to get me cigars, get me the Zenos.
Zenos?
Yeah.
The hell are those?
Davidoff Zenos. They're a great, great cigar.
What's the name of them?
I don't smoke those cheap Macanudos or whatever he smokes. I smoke a $5 cigar. I'm going to smoke. But he doesn't know good cigars.
So we decided to give my daughter... My Oldsmobile, I said, the hell, me and my sister were run by Jag. Mm. Why the hell not, they said, you know?
Right. All right.
And I think that kind of...
Well, Mary...
But wait, he said you're going to bring...
Great.
What, dear?
I missed the button on that. I hope you guys got it. I missed the button because there's no button on here. I tried. Mary, I got to go to other calls, but listen to me.
Yeah.
You don't give up on him. Just listen to him, and then if he's... I mean, try to see through it. I'm sure he's... I don't believe he's like that. If he is, he's...
I like Jim a lot, and I like Leslie a lot, but it's just that... Yes, I mean, to me, putting on, you can't call if you call Guy.
Well, wait a minute. Maybe that's a joke. You know, maybe he's joking.
Oh, no.
Well, then, if he's not joking, if he is joking, his listeners are taking it as he's serious, and if he's not joking, then Jim's got a real mental problem, and like I told Jim, who, by the way, backed out of the foot race, and now says he has a hamstring pull, anytime Jim wants to put money up in the ratings books, him and I'll bet, whatever he wants to bet my bonus, I don't even think he gets a bonus, but if he does, I'll bet my bonus against his, and we'll see who wins. I mean, Jim should get hip, and if he wants, let him go to DBO or whatever, or wherever the BO people go.
If you're so unhappy, you ought to buy your own radio station.
Yeah, or let him buy his own time like Clive did. A lot of these old blown-out jocks from here that couldn't hack it, that didn't have ratings, had to buy time on other radio stations where they paid these people to talk. So, Jim, I don't know if I didn't hear it, but, you know, Jim's never said anything to me like that, so I got to go on the fact that I think he was probably kidding.
Well, Well, I hope so. But
all right, Mary. I got to go to other calls, though.
Okay.
All right. See you, Mary. Bye. And we'll go to, yeah.